Good morning, everybody. It is a great pleasure for me to receive today here at Palazzo Chigi Mark Rutte, my friend, in his new capacity as the Secretary General of NATO. I seize this opportunity to wish him good luck for this very important task and office at a very difficult moment. So I also congratulate him on behalf of the Italian government. It's a very important task and office at a moment where everything is challenged by the onslaught of and the aggression war of Russia against Ukraine that is destabilizing, even having destabilizing effect even much beyond the boundaries, and it contributes also to lit up new crisis fires. It opened up many new fronts, and we all need to modulate in a different manner our action. I would like to thank Mark for choosing Rome after London, Tallinn, Berlin as the venue of his visits ever since he took office at NATO on October 1st. His presence here is the second in Italy in just a few months, because he also took place in the ministerial meeting of the G7, the defense ministerial meeting. It never happened before that a G7 presidency also decided to organize a defense ministerial meeting, but at this time it was extremely important for our ministers of defense to meet. Today's meeting, of course, was the opportunity to reaffirm on our side the essential role that Italy plays within the Atlantic Alliance. We are leaders in NATO in terms of quality and quantity of our action. In particular, we are the first contributor in absolute terms to the Atlantic Alliance operations and missions, and therefore also the budget. The role of our role also articulates along the eastern flank of the alliance, Latvia, Hungary, and but also with all the vessels in the Mediterranean, and also the Kosovo and Iraq missions. The KFOR mission is now led by Italy, and this is a token of our historic commitment to a region as the Balkans that is a crucial region for Italy. And I'd like to seize this opportunity to thank again our men and women, our troops and armed forces that are engaged in these operations, for the credibility they give to our nation and also for the credibility of the alliance they contribute to. And of course, our meeting focus on the defense of alliance and the coordination role that NATO should carry out in Ukraine. Our goal is the same, building the best possible conditions for a just peace in Ukraine, to help Ukraine to look ahead. Italy has always been playing its role in this respect. As you know, we have reached the ninth military aid package, focusing on air defense in particular, which is defending the civilian population. Of course, we also help them 360 degrees in a humanitarian, under a humanitarian angle. We will have in Rome the Ukraine Recovery Conference in 2025, and important event we are already working on, and the whole of the country is working already on it. And we are also working to guarantee the implementation of the agreement on the use of the interests generated by the Russian assets. That was one of the main achievements of the G7 Italian presidency. And we have also discussed of how to strengthen the alliance as a whole. As you know, we have always reaffirmed the need that to the North American pillar of NATO should be, well, that this pillar should be accompanied with a strong European pillar. We share the same view with the new Secretary General of NATO, and we also both believe that it is essential for all of us to work for an defense industry in Europe to be complementary between NATO and the EU. Together with Mr. Ruth, we agree that it is essential to guarantee international cooperation in Europe as well as with other with our North American allies. Mark will meet tonight the representatives of the defense industry, the Italian industry. I would like to remind that the Italian defense industry is an international excellence that is recognized by all. And so we are also ready in this respect to play our role. The Secretary General and myself also agree that the alliance should look more and more to the south of the alliance. This is a work that Italy has been contributing to. So to focus also to place focus on the southern side of the alliance that also led to a chapter of the conclusions of the NATO summit that mentioned renewed commitment and tools to implement our and to strengthen our focus on the southern side of the alliance. And this package of initiatives should be, it's very important for us that this package of initiatives be taken forward. And Mark has always been extremely sensitive to this, and he's fully committed to this. And we all know that NATO should increasingly be capable of evolving in order to adjust to the times that are changing. New challenges are inevitably ahead that are linked to the defense and the security concepts, the development, for instance, of AI and the domains of wars that become more and more hybrid wars. So the required interconnection in terms of the capabilities of the alliance is essential. And so we need to be able to evolve. There's a lot to be done. And concluding, I'd like to say that Italy is going to play its own role, as it has always been doing, in order to continue together to stand up for the values that have been guiding the alliance for the last 75 years, and that in those years have guaranteed peace and security to our people. Thank you, Mark, for being here. Good luck again. And you can always count on Italy's support.
Minister, dear Georgia, it is a pleasure to be here and to meet again here in the Eternal City. And thank you for welcoming me and my delegation, and indeed for our discussions on a broad range of issues, all related to defense, to security. Italy is one of NATO's founders. It is a staunch and reliable ally. You are contributing in many ways to Euro-Atlantic security. You lead NATO's new battle group in Bulgaria. You continue to provide troops to NATO deployments, as you said, in Hungary and Latvia. Your jets protect NATO airspace, and your navy keeps crucial seaways open. Italy is once again, indeed, leading our peacekeeping mission in Kosovo, KFOR, helping to foster stability in the Western Balkans. And I look forward to working with Admiral Giuseppe Cavo Dragone as the next chair of the NATO Military Committee, NATO's highest military role. Italy also hosts important NATO commands, such as Joint Force Command Naples, as well as the NATO Alliance Ground Surveillance Force in Sigonella. And I want to thank you, Prime Minister, for being such a staunch supporter of Ukraine. Strengthening our deterrence and defense is this alliance's top priority, because keeping our 1 billion people safe is NATO's most secret duty. And that is why we are ramping up our defense industrial capacity, producing more shells, more ships, more missiles than we have done for decades. But we need to go further and faster for our own deterrence and to support Ukraine. I want to welcome your recent announcement that Italy will invest 8.2 billion euros in new generation tanks and in revamping the army's ground forces. All allies need to do more to ensure that we continue to deter and defend. And of course that we all meet the commitment to spend at least 2% of GDP on defense. Later today, I look forward to visiting Italian defense industry, which is vital to the transatlantic industrial base. I will visit it here in Rome, and then tonight I will host a dinner in Brussels with European defense industry, and also there, of course, Italy is present. On Ukraine, we are establishing a new command, NATO Security Assistance and Training for Ukraine, which will become fully operational in the coming month. And we are well on our way to fulfilling our pledge to provide Ukraine with 40 billion euros of military support in 2024. We will continue to stand by Ukraine, because Ukraine's fight is our fight. NATO has a 360-degree concept of security. We must continue to be able to tackle threats from all directions. And that is why, at Italy's initiative, and with their strong support and your personal leadership, Prime Minister, we have adopted an action plan for a stronger, more strategic and results-oriented approach towards our southern neighbourhood. Prime Minister Meloni, dear Georgia, thank you once again for your steadfast commitment to our transatlantic alliance. Thank you for our personal friendship. I look forward to work together over the coming years, and we will have a lot of work on our hands. Thank you so much. Grazie mille.